Chapter 3. We walk down the hill. "Scraps!" I shout. "Ben!" Emily shouts. The dogs are not there. We cannot hear them barking. Emily is very sad. "I cannot lose Ben. He is my best friend," she cries. "We can find them. They cannot disappear," I say. We keep looking. We walk all around the island. They are not there. It is very strange. Emily is very scared. She keeps looking for Scraps and Ben. She walks into the swan's nest. There are baby swans in the nest. Their mother sees Emily. The swan is angry. It swims to the island. It raises its wings. It hisses at us. It chases us around the island. We run away. The swan is not a nice bird. "We cannot leave the island. We need to find Scraps and Ben," Emily says. We keep running. "I am very tired," I say. "We cannot stop. The swan will catch us," Emily says. She looks at me. She is still running. She falls over. "Ow!" she cries. "What's wrong?" I ask. "It is my ankle. It hurts a lot," Emily says. "We cannot run away now. I will take you to the shore. You need to go to the hospital," I say. "I cannot leave Ben behind," Emily says. She tries to get up. She cannot. She tries to use the hill to help her stand. Her hand goes through the hill. She falls backwards. "Are you all right?" I ask. "I am fine. I can see something," Emily says. "What?" I ask. "It is a cave. There is a cave under the hill. The dogs must be here. The treasure must be here," Emily says. "There is a lot of long ivy at the entrance to the cave." I pull back the ivy. I can see into the cave. It is very dark. "It is too dark inside," I say. "There is a torch on the boat," Emily says. She tries to get up. Her ankle hurts too much. She sits on the ground. I walk back to the boat. I get the torch. I walk back to Emily. I help her to stand. She puts her arm around my shoulders. She leans on me. I help her to walk. I turn on the torch. We walk into the cave.